咱今仔日的经文是日龙记上第八章27-53节，第27节，上帝果真点伫地顶吗？看天甲天顶的天，尚且无足你徛起的，何况我所建的这殿呢？为求耶和华我的上帝，随过仆人的祈祷祈求，俯听仆人今仔日伫你面前的祈祷呼吁。愿你日暝看顾这个殿，就是你所应允立为你的名的基础。求你随听仆人向这位祷告的话，你的仆人甲你的民以色列向这位祈祷的时阵，求你伫天顶你的基础随听，随听伫下面。人若得罪厝边，有人叫伊起誓，伊来到这个殿，伫你的坛前起誓，求你伫天顶随听，判断你的仆人，定歹人有罪，照因所行的报应伫伊的头壳顶，定义人有理，照伊的义相属伊。你的民以色列若得罪你，败伫受敌面前，搁归向你，承认你的名，伫这个殿内祈求祷告，求你伫天顶随听，赦免你的民以色列的罪，互因归回你，赐予因列祖之地。你的民因为得罪你，你刑罚互因，互天必杀不落雨。因若用这位基督承认你的名，离开因的罪，求你伫天顶随听，赦免你仆人以色列民的罪，将所着行的善道指教因，搁降服伫你的地，就是你赐予你的民为业的地。国中若有饥荒、瘟疫、旱风、梅烂、蝗虫、蚂蚱，或者是有受敌环境、围困城邑，无论遭遇什么灾厄疾病，你的民以色列，或是正人，或是一个人，自觉有罪，往这个殿举手，无论祈求什么、祷告什么，求你伫天顶，你的祈祷随听下面，你是知影人心的，就照国人所行的对待。唯有你知影世人的心，互因伫恁赐予阮列祖之地，一生一世敬畏恁。轮到无属地民以色列的外邦人，为你的名对远方而来，因听人论讲你的大名甲大能的手，并撑出来的膀臂，用这个殿祈祷，求你伫天顶你的祈祷随听。照着外邦人所祈求的而行，予天下万民拢认捌你的名，敬畏你，亲像你的民以色列一样。予国予因知影，我所建造的这殿是称为你的名的。你的民若奉你的差遣，无论往倒落去，甲受敌征战，因耶和华所选择的城，甲我为你的名所建造的殿祷告，求你伫天顶随听因的祷告，祈求互因得胜。你的名，你的名若是得罪你，世上无犯罪的人，你往因发受气，将因交托受敌，掠到受敌的地，或者远，或者近，因若是伫掠到的所在想起罪来，回心转意，恳求你讲，阮有罪咯，阮背逆咯，阮做歹咯。因若是伫掠到的所在，真心真性归服你，各向家己的地，就是你赐予因列祖的地，甲你所选择的城，并我为你的名所建造的殿祷告，求你伫天顶你的居所随听因的祷告，祈求为因伸冤。饶恕得罪你的人，赦免因一切过犯， 和因伫掠你的人面前蒙怜恤，因为因是恁的子民，你的产业是你对埃及带出来脱离铁路的。愿你的眼目看顾仆人，听你的民以色列的祈求，无论啥时向你祈求，愿你垂听。主耶和华，你将因对地上的万民分别出来，做你的产业，是照你所带阮列祖出埃及的时阵，接着你的仆人摩西所应允的话。愿主祝福伊家己的话语。
各位平安。Brothers, sisters, peace to all of you. 我这几礼拜甲大家思想到透过所罗门也基督来明白咱的上帝。
Today, we've talked about what we've learned from Solomon the past few weeks.
然后看所罗门伫基督内面，伊讲出这上帝到底是啥啊？
And who is this God to Solomon?
所以咱看到几项物件，我真简单的分析。
There's a few things that we'd like to review.
And we see
that first as God reveals Himself. God's glory can fill the temple. It means that He reveals Himself.
So, 兄弟姊妹，上帝是启示给咱的上帝。透过启示，咱有法当明白上帝跟伊所爱的物件。
And through God's revelation, we can know who God is and what God wants.
那第二方面，咱思想到咱的上帝是一个信实的上帝。
And second, we learn that God is a faithful God.
那代表上帝答应的物件，上帝拢有咧做。
And what God has promised, He will fulfill.
所以咧，感谢上帝，上帝讲的物件，咱真安心，咱就交伫伊手中。
So what God has told us, we can be at ease.
然后第三方面，咱来透过这段经文，然后咱知影咱的上帝是慈爱的天父。
And through these verses, we've also learned that God is a loving God.
因为咱知影咱的上帝本身，伊有真多听行动，因为伊的本质就是听。
We can see that God has many actions of love because He is love.
所以因为安尼，伊就咱有法当经历到伊所听一切。
So because of this, we can experience His love.
感谢上帝，上帝听咱，唔是咱配的听。
And we thank God that He loves us not because we're worthy of His love.
咱完全不会配得伊的听，但是伊依然听咱。
We are unworthy of His love, but yet He loves us.
然后咱就看到第四方面，咱的上帝是亲近的上帝。
And fourth is that God is an intimate God.
咱来感谢上帝，上帝我当跟咱的来往，跟咱亲近，甚至跟咱同在。
And we can see that God has a relationship with us, and He can be intimate with us.
所以因为这个原因，无论你去到倒落，你拢有法当底下。
So no matter where you go, you can always pray to Him because He is always with us. We also learn that God is a righteous God and He will judge those who do evil and He will reward those who do good. And today we'll go through the verse and we'll learn two things from today's message.
然后在所罗门这个基督里面，让咱知影，咱的上帝是万民的上帝。
And from this verse today, we learn that God is the God of all nations.
因为你来看所罗门伊这个基督的时
，And if you see Solomon's prayer,
然后你来看第八章三十八节的时阵
，If we look at 1 Kings chapter 8 verse 38,
伊讲啥物？你的民以色列，阿是是正人，阿是直的人。自己感觉有罪，用这个电夹手，无论祈求什么、祈祷什么，然后求你垂听。
Whatever prayer or supplication is made by any man or by all your people Israel, each knowing the affliction of his own heart and spreading his hand toward his house, then hear in heaven your dwelling place.
所以话厝会讲什么呀？是以色列，还是正人，还是一个人？你祈祷，上帝拢来听。
So whether it's an individual or as a group, God will listen to your prayers.
然后你来看第四十一节的时。
And if you look at verse 41,
第四十一节里啊，你讲。
Verse 41.
论到无属你的民以色列的外邦人。为你的名对远方来，然后第四十三节伊就讲，求你伫天顶的居所垂听，照着外邦人所祈求的来行，和天的万民拢认不你的名，敬畏你，亲像你的民以色列一样。
Verse 41 to 43, also concerning the foreigner who is not of your people Israel, when he comes from a far country for your name's sake.For they will hear of your great name and your mighty hand and of your outstretched arm when he comes and prays towards his house, here in heaven, your dwelling place.
所以这节所在，让我们清楚看到什么？以色列人祈祷，这个上帝听。
And we can see that when the Israelites would pray, God will listen to them.
然后，伊个祈祷内边，让我们看到讲啥？外邦人伊个祈祷，上帝来听。
At the same time, when the foreigners pray, God will also hear him.
伊讲到正人个祈祷，上帝听。
He said that the group, God will listen to their prayers.
然后圣经讲，一个人来祈祷，上帝也是会听。
And even individual, God will listen to his or her prayer.
所以底下让咱了解，咱的神是啥物啊？是世上所有人的上帝。
So here we see that God is the God of all nations.
所以，咱的耶和华的上帝，唔是多一国的上帝。
So our God is not a God of one nation.
然后，咱的上帝是全宇宙所有人的上帝。
But our God is the God of the world.
那为什么咱特别讲，哎呀，这个是以色列人的上帝
？And but many times we say that this is the God of the Israelites.
因为哦，咱知影耶稣来到这个世界。
We know that when God came into this world.
然后，伊要拯救世界的人。
And when He came to save the world.
所以，伊需要推一个肉身。来到这个世界，伊才有法当为人来死，第十二架。
He needed to become a man to die on the cross for men.
所以因为这个原因，伊降世时阵，伊需要降透过人来出世。
So when he came, he had to come through the people.
所以就拣选了以色列这个国，然后伊要出世底下做以色列人。
And he chose the nation of Israel to come from.
所以呢，因为这个原因，咱讲耶稣是犹太人。
So that is why we say that Jesus is a Jew.
所以一变做有人讲，哎呀，这个是犹太的宗教。
So many will say that this is the religion for the Jews.
兄弟姐妹，唔是。
Brothers and sisters, this is not the case.
耶稣是透过玛利亚出世，但是伊是全世界的主。
God came through Mary, but He is the God of the world.
伊是靠着透过玛利亚来出世的。
He only came.Through Mary.
So we need
to understand that God is the God of all nations. But then you will ask that there are so many gods in all nations, in other nations.So how can we say that this is the God of the universe? Now I want to explain it. When God created the universe, and God created men, people only had one God to worship. So in this kind of scenario, no other God. In this kind of scenario, there is no other God. But man sinned. But after man sinned, then people started departing from God. And God exiled Adam and Eve from the Garden of Eden. So after that, Adam and Eve could not have an intimate relation with God. So after the next generation, they did not know who God is.
但是,
But
in the heart,上帝有将一个物件刻在人的里面。
But God has put something in a man's heart.
这个物件是什么？
And what is this?
这个物件是这个有限的人等于发现伊的有限性的时。
And that is when a finite man realizes that he is finite.
然后伊要对这个无限里面寻求。
And he is looking for something infinite and searches for something infinite.
寻一个比伊更加伟大、我当带领伊帮助伊的人。
They look for something that's greater than himself.
然后，因为这块的原因，就产生了宗教。
And because of this yearning, then religion would come out.
所以，因为这块物件，人就扯到落尾，一个宗教出来，扯到落尾，另外一个宗教出来。
And because of this yearning, that many religions would come out.
所以，因为这块的原因，世就是产生真多宗教。
So because of this, there are many religions that have popped out.
然后，人哦，是透过这个。真多宗教里面来看咱的耶和华到落尾，就产生这款的情形。
And at the end, many people look at that our God is in one of these religions.
所以，因为既然大家宗教皆是三等，然后咱透过这个观点看咱的上帝，讲咱的上帝是的唯一的时阵，当然难无爱。
So when people start to look at God from the many religions, then you want to say that one God is above the others, and people will accept it.
上帝是外国人的上帝。
So some will say that this God is a foreign God.
这个不是我的上帝。
And they'll say that this is not my God.
啊，你为什么我敬拜你的上帝？我干哪唔敬拜我自己的上帝
？So people will say, why would I worship a foreign God? I want to worship my own God.
这是因为人是透过这个相对的中占领来看这个绝对的上帝。
Because people are looking at this God in this.Related to other religion, looking at the one true God.
但是那个上帝其实是万民的主。
But our God is a God of all nations.
其实呢，对中国人来讲，吼，真艰苦接受这个观念，你知不？
From a Chinese culture, it is very difficult to accept this concept.
在中国人的环境里面，真艰苦接受耶稣是这精神里面的其中一个无问题。伊来这样接受讲耶稣是超越万神的时阵，这个有问题。
Yeah, for the Chinese, it's easy to accept that Jesus is one of the gods of the other religion, but it's hard to accept that Jesus is above all religion.
为什么原因？
Why?
因为中国人的文化里面有两个真大的特点。
Because Chinese culture, there are two very important characteristics.
那头一个中国人的文化头一个特点是什么？
One difference in our Chinese culture is
是看代志，特别是看会行哩，啊未行哩。
Many first thing is in Chinese culture, we always look at whether something is worth it or not.
你话中国人咧做代志吼，即个会行哩，即未行哩。那会行哩，我做；未行哩，我唔做。
And the Chinese would always ask whether something is worth it or not.
这是中国人的文化，你知吗？
This is the Chinese culture.
你话中国，那真侪人要去食 buffet。
For Chinese, when they go to buffet, because we will eat as much as we can, because if we don't eat as much as we can, then maybe it's not worth it. And if you, sometimes you'll eat a little, and they will always encourage each other to eat more because to make your money's worth it. And this is the culture that we have for Chinese, whether something is worth it or not. So if it's worth it, then we do it. Everything that we want all everything that's worth it. And this is the culture of the Chinese. And the second culture the Chinese possess. And the Chinese always accept inclusiveness. Because Chinese always aim for peace. Because in order to be at peace with everyone, you need to have to include everyone. Let me give an example. The Chinese are very different from the West. If somebody that is a higher generation than us, for the foreigners, we would call them uncle or aunt. And that is just uncle and aunt, it's just a higher generation. But with the Chinese, it's different. Because they look at, for the sake of peace, they look at different identity.
Now,
let me give an example. What is grandfather. What is outside grandfather? We call our mother's father, outside grandfather. If you're a man, your son, what does your son call your father's father?
怎么样？啊
？What do you call if you're a
奶公嘛
？You would call it you call him inside grandfather.
妈妈的爸爸叫做。
But your mother's father, what would you call? You would call it outside grandfather.
那是该这个爸爸的爸爸叫做什么呀
？The father's father, you call him inside grandfather.
我问，干哪叫奶公，唔叫外公啊
？So why would you call it inside grandfather, not outside grandfather?
啊，两个咪叫阿公，唔要不
？Don't just call them grandfather.
啊，干哪要叫外公，即条奶公啊
？Why would you call this inside grandfather?
因为中国人系观点真清楚。
Because Chinese is very clear.
外公因为是外边的啦。
You'll say it outside grandfather because he's an outsider.
啊，奶公噶是咱的奶嘛。
Because when you say inside grandfather, that because this is ours.
因为中国人的思想是女的嫁了别人的，你明吗？
Because Chinese culture, if the woman is married, she is now an outsider.
所以呢，嫁了别人的，嫁了别人的，迄个老爸，迄个阿公是什么呀？
So since the daughter is married, she's an outsider. Therefore, her father is also an outsider. This is a Chinese concept.
所以很简单，我问你。
So it's very clear. So let me ask you.
等我讲阿杰是啥啊？
If I call Achak our uncle,
Achak is
what? What is Achak?
Huh? Is Papa eh?
There's another term. Achak is a father's younger brother.
Papa is 小弟叫阿杰。
The father's brother.
Papa 阿兄叫什么？阿伯。
And then there's another term for the father's older brother.
妈妈的阿兄叫什么？
And the mother's older brother. What do you call?
Yeah. 大姑嘛，
伊叫
阿阿姑嘛，对不？所以真清楚讲什么，你就知影什么。
So it's so clear who you're referring to in Chinese.
因为伊爱看当和谐啊。
Because they're looking for peace.
所以既然那要和谐，真侪宗教要走和谐啊。
So in order to have peace, how would you deal with them when there's so many religions?
所以我就什么呀？我就叫伊什么呀？包容起来，大家给对我有益的，我拢总要滴。
So what happened is they will include everything, whatever there is, we will include it.
所以呢，我叫伊叫这宗教的 Hello Hello。
So I would call it the halo halo of all religions. There's a religion in Taiwan that's exactly like this. Do you know what religion this is? And this is one religion. They call it. It's called. But there's another name for them. And this religion, they're referred to often as the duck egg religion.
Oh, it's an egg religion.
If you translate it, it will come out to that to duck eggs religion.
我问迄个我有一个台湾计是国语的小组查经。
I have the small Bible study group.
我一个你去锻炼一摆。
Taiwanese Bible study group that I lead once a month.
那我甲伊讲一句话。
So I asked them one thing.
我请你推我去台湾调查一下。So I asked them. 为什么一贯教怪互人叫做鸭卵教，无要叫鸡卵教
？So I asked them to do a research for me. Why is this Taiwanese religion?Referred to as a duck egg religion. Why didn't they call it a chicken egg religion? Why they call it something eggs religion? So do you know what this group teaches? That this group actually they believe in Jesus. And they would also worship. They would worship all five gods. Because they'll say that all these five religions are pretty good, let's put them together. And I noticed that many of the older people in the Philippines. Do you know what Posat is? The Buddhists would worship this Posat. And this Posat is putting Mary and Buddha.Together. Since they don't know Mary or Buddha, they would put these two into one person, one God. So, in this Chinese culture of whether something is worth it or not, and to include everything,
so
because of this, So because of this, they would consider God to be either it's their God or a foreign God, but they want everything. They want to include everything. But if you look at the whole of Solomon's prayer, it's not. And that our God is, and we can see that this our God is a God that everyone can pray to. So we thank God.Because you and I are Gentiles.
So now you and I is
God. And the fact that we can come here this morning to worship is by grace of God. Our God is not the God of the Jews. He is also our God. So we can worship Him.
So many people say,
So many of the Chinese, when you say that you only have to worship one God, they have a hard time accepting this. And the Chinese will say that this is a foreign God, this is not my God, but if you look at the Chinese culture, and you'll understand, but you'll see that a lot of the religion in China are from foreign lands. If you want to really know what is the true religion that came out from China, and the real religion for China is Taoism.
Taoism.
And the other one is Confucianism. But in the real religion is, it's actually a folk religion. And this is actually the homegrown religion from China. Where does Buddhism come from?
印度这边。
Buddhism came from India.
这个不是本土的。
This is not homegrown religion.
所以哦，咱唔通去分安尼去看物件。
So let us not look at separate things this way.
但是你只在了解吼，咱的上帝。
We need to understand that our God.
是你的神是外神。
That the God is your God and He is also my God.
伊听你的祈祷，听我的祈祷。
And He will listen to your prayer. He will listen to my prayer.
这个是这段佛，这所罗门在祈祷的时阵，咱拢真清楚看到的物件。
So you can see when Solomon was praying his prayer. Brothers and sisters,
咱的神,
our God,
这个你的神,
your God,
来比你的边头, 亲近你, 听你祈祷。
And this is a God that would come near to you and would listen to your prayer.
所以咱为着安尼, 咱感谢上帝。
So because of this, we need to give God thanks.
在第二方面, 你来看所罗门整个祈祷的事情。
And second thing, if you look atSolomon's prayers. We can see that our God is a gracious God. And God is a gracious God.
But in
So you see from Solomon's prayers saying that if people would come before him and pray, you listen to their prayers. But where do we see that God is a gracious God? And we can see that where God is a gracious God is that is the part when He asks for forgiveness. Because in His prayer, you can see a lot of the word forgive. So from Solomon's prayer, what is one thing that he accepted? So here, Solomon admits that the people of God will sin. Brothers and sisters, the Bible tells us, and the Bible tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In other words, all of us here are sinners. All of us. All of us are sinners. But after we have been saved, this, as a child of God, will we sin? Is there a possibility that we will sin? Yes, we will sin. Of course, our life has been changed. After we have accepted Jesus, God gave us a new life. Listen carefully, God gave us a new life. God did not give us a renewed life, but rather He gave us a new life. Because when you say something is renewed, it means that the foundation is the old life. But this is not the case. After you have accepted Jesus, God gave us a new life. Because we were told whoever is in Christ is a new creation. So this person under the new creation, so this new creation can come before God. He can live a life that can be pleasing to God, but the present us, we cannot enjoy the full salvation yet. It means that we have not, our physical body has not been changed yet. We have not seen our Heavenly Father. So we still have the possibility of sinning.
So in other words,
as Christians, after we have accepted Christ, we can no longer live in sin. It means that we will live in a life of with less sin.
So I always
say the English word
sinless.
We're not
sinless.
We are not sinless, but we would sin less. Because we have a new life. But in Solomon's prayer, where he says that we have the possibility of sinning. But Solomon also said another thing. That if someone sins, God will punish.
要一直一直规个祈祷里面哦， 伊讲到上帝有无相款的管教。
And here that God will have many ways of punishing or
teaching. 对第三十五节、三十七到三十八节，然后你若到三十三节，你归归纳的时阵，我将两种分作两项。
And from these verses, I separate it into two things.
一个叫做天灾。
One of the judgment or discipline is famine, a natural calamity.
天灾亲像讲瘟疫。
So one of the judgment or discipline is national calamity, something like pestilence or famine.
然后亲像讲洪灾。
Or pestilence. These are natural calamity. But sometimes God could also use a man-made punishment. So it means that maybe an enemy would come and attack you. So when men have the possibility of sinning, so when someone sins, God will take action. So this action that God is taking is God judging them. So God can punish either through natural calamity or man-made troubles. Because God wants His people to turn back to Him. So I want us to have a very clear understanding right now. When someone has sinned, it is possible that he will face trouble. But when somebody is facing trouble, it does not mean because he sinned. Let me say it again. Someone who sinned will face trouble. But it does not mean when someone is in trouble, it is because of his sin. So when you say somebody has two legs, but you cannot say that something that has two legs is a person. This is not the reason. If we believe this, if we say this, then we will become like Job's friend. Because Job's friend accused Job of sinning when he was facing trouble.
So when
you see people facing trouble, don't say that it is because of their sins. But when we face trouble, then we need to ask ourselves, but we need to ask whether we're facing this trouble is because of our sin. Because sin brings judgment. The Bible is clear that when you sin, that God can use calamity or man-made trouble to discipline you. But the Bible says, but when a person knows that he has sinned, and when he turns to God and prays, but Solomon prayed that may you hear his prayer, may you forgive him. So in reality, when we have sinned and we are under judgment, and God has given us this grace, and that is the forgiveness of our sins. We know we can be forgiven because God, Jesus died on the cross for you and me.
So, when
we have sinned, let's come back before God. God will forgive you. This is a wonderful grace. Do you know this grace? What this grace is? This forgiving grace? Does it mean that when God has forgiven you, that He will forget everything?
We always
say forgive and forget.
是不是上帝讲，哎呀，我下边你了，我就未记了。
So does it mean after God has forgiven you that He has forgotten your sins? Is that real? Is that true?
对不对？
Is it? Does God forgive and forget?
安尼我问你。
Now let me ask you.
等上帝下边了你了。
Let me ask you, if when after God has forgiven you,
你犯的这个罪，我犯的这个罪。
So this sin that you and I have committed,
上帝会未记未？
Will God forget?
会啊未？
Will God forget? This sin that He has forgiven? Will God forget the sin that He has forgiven? If you say that God will forget it, if you say that God will forget, then He is not an omniscient God. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because our God is an omniscient God. So He knows all the sins that you've committed. So what is forgiveness? Forgiveness is, I know that you have committed this sin, but I will not use the sin that you've committed and use this to judge you. I will not use the sin that you've committed to go against you. And this is what forgiveness is. After we've committed sin,
okay, sorry, 我做不到,
then you will apologize to someone.
但是我问你,
but let me ask you, the person that I've committed sin against, will this person remember the sin I've committed? Yes, he'll remember. But he won't use the sin that I've committed to use this against me. Because he has forgiven me. So we need to thank our God. If God was going to use all the sins we've committed to judge us, we would not have today. So one time a person asked me, so this person asked me, you've been serving in Malabon for many years. What can you say of all these years? When I start to count, I've served in this church for 34 years. I only have two words. The first word I want to say, the fact that I can continue to worship, like I can continue to serve, and this is because of God's grace. Secondly, and because of God's mercy. If it is not because of God's grace, we don't have the strength to continue serving. If it is not because of God's mercy, you know, you and I, we've committed many mistakes. If it's not because of God's mercy, we cannot continue to serve. So I can only say, God's grace and God's mercy. Let me tell you, God has forgiven us. And this is a big, wonderful grace. So after we have committed sin, the best is to come back to God. Let us not wait until God punishes us for us to come back to Him. Many times people will wait until they've been punished before coming back to God. The smarter ones are, after they've committed a sin, they come back to God and ask God for forgiveness at once. Because God is a gracious God. He will forgive our sins. But where is God's grace? You see it in Solomon's prayer. Not only did God forgive you after you've committed a mistake, not only does God forgive you, but at the same time, He tells you, He shows you what the right path is. If you look at the verses we read earlier, He said that may people know how to fear God, but at the same time, that we will know what the proper path is. So God's grace is not only His forgiveness, but God's grace also shows us the right path to go. And that is what is most important. It's terrible with the Chinese. The Chinese, when someone makes a mistake, they always scold them. In Chinese family, they'll always tell you if you've made a mistake. But when a child does something good, you rarely commend them. So I encourage us at home, when they do something good, you need to commend him and need to appreciate him. So at least you know, you show them what the right path is. Of course, if they make a mistake, you need to scold and teach them as well. So often the Chinese, they won't say anything nice, but they will always say something bad, scold the child. But what is our God? If you make a mistake, you'll need to deal with it. I will forgive you. But at the same time, he will show you what the right path is.
And
something that is very obvious in John chapter 8. Because in John chapter 8, a woman who committed adultery was arrested. So they want to use this scenario to test Jesus. So they want to see whether Jesus would say that this woman had committed sin. Should she be stoned to death? And the Pharisees were using this to test Jesus. But Jesus didn't say anything. But Jesus wrote something on the ground. And at the end he said something. So, but at the end he said that whoever has not sinned be the first one to cast the stone on this woman. At the end, no one threw the stone, all of them left. At the end, Jesus told this adulterous woman, and these ones who had no authority to judge you, all of these have walked away. But Jesus had the authority to judge. Aside from the fact that he is God, but he had no sin. He had the authority to judge this woman. But what did he tell this woman? He said, I will also not judge you for your sins. I will not judge you for your sins. And this is the forgiveness, this is the grace of forgiveness. He had the right, he had the authority to judge her. But he chose not to judge her. But he did not stop there. But he also had an active position. And what did he say? But he told her to sin no more. So you can see that God showed her the right way. Not only did he forgive her, but he also told her what she should do. And this is what Solomon's prayer was about. So he said that yes, if they've committed sin, if they turn to you, if they ask for forgiveness, forgive them. If they've repented, hear their prayer. But also that they learn to fear you and walk the proper path. And this is God's grace. So God is a gracious God. So God is giving us His grace, the forgiveness of sins, so that we can walk the proper way. Brothers and sisters, you and I, either adults or kids, we've sinned. It's just a different type of sin. Some people get on out of the exterior, they can seem like they're very good, but inside it's full of sin. I thank God that I have not cheated because I did not study. Because I'm not studying anymore, but with the children, with the younger people, it's different. And sometimes the young people would come and tell me, Pastor, pray for me because I will have an exam soon. Because there's temptation. All of us have different temptation. All of us have different sins. But remember that God is a forgiving God. Turn around and come back to God. Not only will God forgive you, but God will give you a new life. And God will give you a new direction. This is something beautiful. So brothers and sisters, so whatever sin that you have committed, God is willing to forgive you. Come before Him and tell Him that I have sinned. May you forgive me. And teach me the way you want me to go. To please you.
所以上帝是施恩的上帝。
So God is a gracious God.
但愿咱这咱对这几拜咱对神的明白以后。
So after that, this few weeks that we've known God more.
伊是启示的神。
He's a God who reveals himself. He's a faithful God.
伊是主爱的神。
He's a loving God.
伊是亲近的神。
He's a God who can be intimate with us. He's a righteous God.
然后上帝伊是万民的神，更是施恩的神。
And from today, God is a God of all nations, and God is a gracious God.
但愿咱对神有更加深入的明白。
May we know God even more.
And
may we experience our God even more. I believe after we've known Him and experienced Him more, our lives will be very different. And we'll see God's work. And after knowing Him and experiencing Him, we will have even more reason to want to worship Him. At the same time, we would want all glory to be given to Him. And isn't this beautiful? Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for today's message, Lord. Many times, Lord God, in the life we're living, Lord, we start to think that you are a God just for us. But we realize, Lord, that you are a God of all nations. Many times in our hearts, Lord God, we feel that other people don't have the right to know you. But Lord, we help us to remember, Lord, that the gospel, Lord, the good news, Lord, is for everyone. So Lord, help us remember, Lord, that the fact that we can know you, Lord, is by your grace. And Lord, at the same time, Lord God, help us, Father, that Lord, to remember, Lord, that you are a God who forgives, Lord. So whatever challenges we have, Lord God, may we come once again before you, or whatever sins that we have committed, Lord, may we come before you and remember that you are a God who forgives. But most importantly, Lord God, may you continue to help in each and every one of us here today, Lord, that whatever sin we've committed, that to remember, Lord, that all we need to do, Lord, is to come before you and pray and to ask for forgiveness, and that you are a God that will forgive us. And Lord, we pray, Father, that the lives that we have, Lord, we don't know how long our lives will be, but Lord, help us, Father, that we will start today, Lord God, that we will follow your way, the way you want us to go. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.